All right, fighters, the B word has been thrown around a lot. The B word, and I don't mean bitch, I mean bonus. This word has gotten many, many contractors into trouble. In fact, I remember one time, way back in the day, I implemented a bonus plan because I heard that's what you do. Got to give your people bonuses, man. I'll never forget. It was like a $4,000 little project. And the first time we implemented the bonus plan, my gross profit, and this was before I was a 50% gross profit guy, by the way, meaning, you know, I was still stupid with the way I was charging. At the time, we were probably around a 30, 33, 35%. All right. So, you know, if you're looking at a project that was $4,000, you know, let's be generous and say I had a whopping 35% gross profit at the time. That would have been $1,400 of gross profit money to go towards paying the overhead and have a net profit and shit like that. Well, guys, listen, I don't remember the exact amounts. It was a really long time ago, but whatever the amounts were, I had zero money left because I fucking screwed up on the bonus plan and I didn't understand my numbers and I gave away all but like $100 or $200 of the gross profit to the guys on the crew. And let me tell you this, 100% of the time, I've been coaching guys for a long time now, and 100, I'm not exaggerating, 100% of the time, I dig into somebody's numbers when I work one-on-one with them, and they have a bonus plan implemented, they are in trouble. In fact, the company itself is not making enough money to even justify the fucking bonuses that they're paying people. All right, so my goal today is to help you find this sweet spot here between taking care of your people and the business making money. So I have a few things here that I want to talk about with you, okay? And guys, we're not going to solve this whole thing here today on this podcast, but I want to outline one, two, three, at least three things that I believe you have to have in place before you start fucking around with bonuses, okay? Now, I will also say this. I do not believe in paying bonuses to people. What? So, I just fundamentally don't like them because people come to expect them. They expect a fucking Christmas bonus and they expect this. I would rather pay people well beyond what they would make anywhere else. I would rather have some incentives in place for them to earn commissions and what I call a fee. In fact, one of my old businesses, we called it a crew leader management fee. Okay. It wasn't a bonus. There were certain things that needed to be done. So I'm not one of these, hey, pay everybody bonuses guy. Okay. But for those of you that are and want to do that shit, here's my thoughts. You got to get solid on these three things here, guys. First is this, right out of the gate. If you are not squared away with your bookkeeping, if you don't have a bookkeeper, okay. Or if you're one of the few people on the planet Earth that's a contractor that can actually do their own fucking books without screwing the pooch on them, all right? Those books need to be up to date. There needs to be a monthly reconciliation of what the hell's going on, meaning you had these credit cards and you got your vendor accounts and all this other shit, guys. It takes, I don't know, 10 days to 2 weeks, you know, at least traditionally in all my companies, when a month ends, so let's say September ends, it's going to be like end of the first week, early in the second week of October before I get my updated books from how we did in September. Okay. So just because you print a fucking profit and loss sheet today doesn't mean it's right. All right. So your bookkeeping's got to be squared away. You got to have that updated. And hopefully you're using like QuickBooks or something. Monthly reconciliation so that you can work with the facts. The 100% of the people that have a bonus plan in place, when we start working with them, end up getting rid of the fucking bonus plan because of this number one thing right here. They don't have bookkeeping. In fact, I'll even go further to tell you that 90% of those that come to the Contractor Fight coaching programs and have a bookkeeper, the bookkeeper doesn't have the accounts set up properly. Okay? The chart of accounts, whatever the fuck you call it. Because I don't even know that shit because I don't do it because I've always hired it out. All I know is they got like overhead shit and cost of goods up and overhead, and they don't have accurate numbers and accurate gross profits and shit like that. So guys, if you don't have bookkeeping squared away, don't ever fucking think about doing a bonus again. All right, listen, what if things stay like this for another year in your business, wherever you're at right now? If they were just like they are right now for another year, would that be a good thing or not? If you're sitting here going, oh, hell no, then I want you to listen up to what I have here for you guys today. Because listen, there's a chance things could stay the same. There's a chance the economy could dive again, okay, and take a little dip. And what I've come to realize, guys, is that your problems that you're having in your business, they are created during good times. When things are going well, last few years, the economy's been kick ass. All right. And if you weren't crushing it and making money and profit and making bank and all that other shit that we like to talk about here, then you got some serious problems, because that's when all the shit that's going wrong, all those problems you create in those good times, they're masked by the good times. You know, I think it was Warren Buffett that talks about everyone, you know, looks great, you know, and swimming or whatever until the tide goes out and then you see who's naked, whatever the quote is, right? It's the same thing. Guys, when things take a shit in the economy, all that bad stuff, it's like the tide going out and you're going to see who's standing there naked. And that's where a lot of guys go out of business and shit like that. And that's why many of you guys during this whole COVID shit in 2020 and all this other bullshit have actually grown, because those weaker contractors are gone because the tide went out. So anyway, here's my point. If you want to be in a different spot a year from now than you are now in your business, if you're doing $1 million a year currently in revenue and you want to take your game higher, you want to get off the hamster wheel, you want to start making some more profit and building something that you're more proud of, that something that's just not running you into the ground, then I want you to consider applying for our Conquest one-on-one coaching. We still have a few spots open here for 2020, and we're starting to book already into the first quarter of 2021, where you basically get to spend about 2 days one-on-one with me. And sometimes I bring in some of our other coaches, depending on some of the help that you need. And you get a framework that we've used over and over and over for so many contractors, help them have big ass results in their business. So if that sounds like you, you're ready to go big, meaning you're going to lay it all on the field here, leave it all on the field, and be in a totally different place a year from now, then head to thecontractorfight.com/coaching-info-request. Tried to make that a little longer for you. Just kidding. thecontractorfight.com/coaching-info-request. Or hit the link that's just in the show notes here and it'll take you there. I got a little video there for you. It's about a minute or a couple minutes long that kind of explains what's going on, and see if you're a fit for Conquest. You guys rock. I got to roll. All right, second thing, job costing. Every time you finish a job within 1 week, sit your fucking ass down and figure out, did we perform it the way we estimated the job? Okay. And that's why your books are so important, by the way, because sometimes you don't know what you spent on material exactly until your fucking books are reconciled a few weeks later. Okay. So at the very least, within a week, you can dial in the man hours on the project and stuff like that. Maybe there was overtime on a job that you didn't plan for. So if you are not job costing your projects, get your head out of your butt and start doing it. Third thing here, guys, you got to have clear scopes of work and work orders. Okay. How do you know if they deserve a bonus? If you have no consistency in your estimating and clear scopes and expectations, what criteria needs to be met, all this other shit, how do you know they're not just doing their fucking job? I don't want to give a bonus to a guy who's just doing his job. I had a guy working for me once. He's like, "Hey man, I made it every day this week. Can I get a bonus?" Literally, no shit, on a Friday. That's what he said to me. I was like, "Fuck you. You want me to pay you more money for doing what you're supposed to do anyway?" All right, guys, what is a bonus anyway? Think about that. What's a bonus? A bonus is something above and beyond the normal shit that you do in your job to a great level, okay? So think about that. So guys, as I wrap this up today, like I said, bonus money is for above and beyond company goals. So your first job is to make sure the business is meeting and exceeding those goals. So if you have a goal that, you know, hey, we got to have, I'm picking a number. If you want to do $1 million in revenue at a 50% gross profit, then until you have $500,000 in gross profit money left, you don't have fucking bonus money because you haven't hit that first milestone. And there's a million ways you can do this. You know, one of the things I did with a company I work with was they had a net profit goal of, I think it was like 500 grand was their net profit goal. It was a little bit bigger company that had a couple million dollars in sales. 500 grand was a net profit goal. no bonuses for anybody in the company were paid out until they got over that $500,000, because the $500,000 was to pay off debt and reinvest back in the business and all that other shit. So what they did is they did a profit split above and beyond every dollar over the $500,000. So hopefully that makes sense, you guys. Guys, this all starts with making sure that you're making money on your jobs right now. I know I'm in your face here today. I'm fired up about it because so many good people are shooting themselves in the dick because they don't take the time to get some things in place and they start throwing around money like they're a fucking drunk Marine on leave. All right. So go to thecontractorfight.com/job cost. At the very least, get our job costing sheet. Okay. And use the damn thing and figure out if you're making money. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.